And welcome to our Weeby 108 podcast, Storm and Norman. And with us is Vince DiBattista, who is the president of St. Vincent's Medical Center. And, you know, Vince, it's been a year since your partnership with Hartford Healthcare. And first of all, welcome. And thank you for taking some time out with us today. I appreciate you being here.
Well, it's great to be here and great to talk with you again, Norm.
It's a year since Hartford Healthcare and St. Vincent's have been together. And I guess you being the president, do you have a state of the union? Do you have a state of the St. Vincent's Medical Center that you can report and tell us about? How's it going?
No, I'd love to. You know, when we came into this market, we realized that this would be new for Hartford Healthcare. And, you know, we realized also that we needed to make some significant investments in St. V's if we were going to make good on our promise of really, you know, building this hospital into a tertiary destination center. And if you look back at the last 12 months, we've been able to bring on literally over 200 new providers, and some of those really exceptional medical talent and number of specialties. So that's been great. Obviously, a hospital's lifeblood is the quality of its physicians, and not too far behind is its nursing and technical staff. And we've made great strides in all three areas. Same time, too, we needed to expand our catchment area if we're going to be a player in this market. And so we now have new offices in communities of Stanford, Norwalk, Westport, all the way up to Route 8 to Oxford, as well as into the West Haven and Milford Orange markets. And so significantly increased our presence in those markets. And happy to say, you know, the future looks very bright for us, for Fairfield County. I think we're well underway in meeting our original expectations. And hopefully that, you know, people in this community don't have to leave Fairfield County for excellent medical care, that they can stay right here.
Let's talk to the people in Stamford and Norwalk and West Haven and up the Route 8 Naugatuck Valley area. How can you, you know, tell people who have, let's say they've, you know, been in their habit for their lifetimes of going to a particular place, a particular building, when they are sick or they need some hospital care? What do you tell the folks that are living in those areas that you have world-class health care that you can offer to these folks? And how do you, you know, get them to realize that they don't have to drive anywhere far anymore?
Yeah, no, I think it's a three-pronged approach. One is, you know, when you get that initial consult to go see a specialist, we want to be there in their backyard. So a lot of our expansion is to put specialists in the communities. So it's not a, you know, a single destination to a hospital. And so that makes it convenient. Very rarely in those consults will the patients be required to do any kind of follow-up, whether it's surgery, tests, et cetera. And so for tests, for example, we now have seven imaging locations throughout Fairfield County as a result of a partnership with our radiology group. So that's in their backyard. And finally, you know, when they do have to have that hospital care, which again usually is a one-time event for most people, we're not that far. In most cases, we're well within a 30 to 40 minute drive. And when they get here, we're going to give them the best care. And between our nursing staff, we have a concierge parking that doesn't require folks to have to worry about, you know, where to put their car. And then finally, our post-care services. We have a very strong home care program in this area, as well as then those needing primary care service. We have primary care physicians in almost every part of this market. So it's really about convenience, quality of care, and accessibility to the patient.
You know, I have to bring up the word COVID. For folks who have been maybe sitting on the back burner, waiting to get some health care, waiting to be seen, what do you tell folks about the safety concern of walking into one of the clinics or one of the, you know, of the hospital or one of the offices? How can you reassure them that they need to go, first of all, to follow up on appointments that maybe they missed?
We are extremely safe and always have been. So I would never tell a member of the community to defer their personal health care needs, because nothing good can come of that. So we do a number of things. One is we continue to screen all patients, visitors, and staff before they come through any of our front doors, whether it's the hospital or any of our ambulatory centers. If a patient needs to come in for a test, whether it's surgery, a catheterization, a GI procedure, they are required to get pre-tested for COVID. And so, you know, we know we're at that point, we're not accepting patients. And obviously for patients that come in through the ED, where we don't always have the luxury of testing, we have safety precautions. The patients are required to put masks on. And, you know, through all of this, you know, we've been able to keep our staff and our physicians safe with very adequate personal protection equipment. So, you know, with all of those, we feel we have a great environment for patients to come in and get care for.
And not worry about the physical part of being there. It's more important to take care of their bodies and to follow up on medical exams or procedures and let you folks do what you do best, is the, you know, keep their safety and health in mind and just go get it done.
That's a great way of summarizing this. And also to make a personal plea, as we see across the country and even now in Connecticut, an upsurge in COVID-positive patients. And we're starting to see an increase in hospitalization. If you remember in the spring, we were up to literally 65% of our daily census was COVID-related. That had gone down dramatically to, you know, 1 or 2% this summer, and it stayed that way for a long time. And now we're starting to see the same trickling. This morning, for instance, we've had 13 COVID-positive patients. And again, this is after pretty much staying within the 1 to 3 mark for the better part of the summer in September. So, you know, my request is, again, I know there's COVID fatigue out there, a popular term, but please wear a mask. Please wash your hands, practice social distancing, and, you know, just use a little common sense. You know, and we can collectively fight this together.
It's our Weeby 108 podcast with Storm and Norman. We're speaking with Vince DiBattista, who is the president of a St. Vincent's Medical Center, Hartford Healthcare. So we're talking about maybe the rise of COVID cases now. Do you regularly meet with colleagues from Hartford Healthcare to, you know, maybe try to predict as best you like? What do you think the winter is going to be looking like for Hartford Healthcare?
Yeah, we actually last spring worked with statisticians from MIT to develop predictive modeling, which surprisingly came in very, very accurate in terms of when we would hit our peak times and when we would start to see declines. Right now, the early outlook is peaking out probably closer to February. Again, we have the twin endemic of the flu season starting, and a lot of people are going to confuse flu symptoms with COVID. So again, encouraging folks to get their flu shot. You know, it's hard to say. My personal prediction, for what it's worth, is as more people continue to wear masks, I think the spread of the flu as it typically occurs will be less. And so we may actually see less flu cases in the community and in the hospital compared to prior years. But that's not the overshadow the concern about the continuing uptick in COVID.
Well, I certainly trust your vision there and your expertise in the knowledge of this disease that we had a year ago. You know, whoever heard of protective masks and yeah, it's all the new vocabulary. And we're also talking about not only St. Vincent's Medical Center, Hartford Healthcare, and what you can do for the patients in the area and listening here on our podcast, but you also give back to the community. It's been a really special endeavor to be able to donate funds to different area local charities. And I heard that there was quite a donation that you made to the Bishop Gene Williams Food Pantry. Can you tell us about that? That's a pretty amazing how many people got together to be able to help with that.
Glad you brought that up. Listen, I'd love to talk about all the things we're doing for the community in regards to medical care. But, you know, we also need to remember that St. Vincent's has a 115-year tradition of charitable care to this community. And even today, we do a number of services to the community for those who are in need. We have our Hope Pharmacy that provides well over 11,000 scripts to folks, underinsured. Food, as you mentioned, has become paramount to the needs of the community with more people unemployed. And so what we have done, in addition to the Bishop Gene donation of $50,000, we also do a monthly food drive here where we give away over 300 bags of food to needy families. And during the summer here, we have our farmers market, which is a collaboration with area growers to come and provide fresh produce to residents in the campus community here. So that is important to us. We feel that alongside our medical mission is our mission to the needy in this market.
It's an amazing endeavor that so many people are involved in and give their time and give their energy to be able to help people here in the community. And here in Fairfield County, Vince DiBattista of the St. Vincent's Medical Center, he's president of the St. Vincent's Medical Center, and their collaboration with Hartford Healthcare has been 1 year. What a year it's been. And one of the things that I'm truly proud of, and I saw this, I was driving in Norwalk a few weeks ago, and I grew up in Norwalk, Connecticut. And one of the places that we used to go sleigh riding as kids was on the Norwalk-Westport border. And years ago when we were kids, there was a place on Westport Avenue in Norwalk that they actually made Pepperidge Farm bread. Their headquarters were there, and you would drive by there and smell the Pepperidge Farm bread being baked. Now, that oven is long gone, but I drove by there last week, and I'm saying, well, that's where the ovens used to be for Pepperidge Farm. Wait a minute. I'm seeing the words Hartford Healthcare now. And little did I know, that is a brand new building, a world-class facility for spine wellness. Tell us about this new building. And it doesn't smell like bread when you go by there anymore, but what a memory.
Well, first of all, I hate to disrupt your childhood memories, but one of the investments we're most proud of is the expansion of our neurosciences program, and at our the Westport location on Post Road is our new spine wellness center, and it's rather unique in that it combines traditional spine care with, again, world-class neurosurgeons, but also pain management, physical therapy, as well as what I feel is unique is a holistic approach to care. So it's not about just the surgery. It's about treating the mind, body, soul of the patient. And so we've also augmented, again, traditional care with an alternative care approach that includes nutrition counseling, yoga, and psychological counseling as well. So it's really, really a unique approach to total spine care in this market.
And if people want to, again, here we go. We're going to talk to the folks in Stamford and in Fairfield and in West Haven and in Ansonia. For the folks who would like to, see this facility in Westport or perhaps use their services there, where can we find more information about all of your facilities?
I think you can go to stvincents.org for a complete listing of our services, as well as hours of operations and phone numbers, or call our main line at 203-576-6000, and we would be happy to direct your listeners to the right care.
Well, I think it's more than a pleasant surprise, you know, over the years of acquisitions or folks coming together, two companies merging, who's going to do what, how is this going to affect my life or everybody else's, my family's. I think that this was a very meant-to-be pairing of St. Vincent's Hospital at that time, St. Vincent's Medical Center, and the folks at Hartford Healthcare. It really does seem like it is a win-win for everyone, and especially the folks who need it the most, who are your patients or soon-to-be patients.
No, I totally agree. The cultures of the two organizations couldn't be more alike, and obviously taking St. Vincent's long tradition of care and added to that the Hartford Healthcare approach, which is has been tremendous and has allowed us to expand, over the last several years across the state, sticking to the same model I discussed of bringing care to the community. And, to us, it's all about access, quality, and the patient experience.
So, Vince, I want to ask you, how did this past year affect you as a person?
Well, clearly it's trying to learn and introduce myself to 3,000 plus individuals, our physicians and our staff down here, as well as having to help lead this organization through still one of the worst pandemics this country has known. So what I've learned is to listen a lot more than I ever have, and be a lot more patient with people, but at the same time, be decisive. And so I think it's proved important for us, and it's allowed us to successfully navigate this first year in regards to all of the highs as well as the lows that we've experienced.
What do you do for relaxation when you get in your car and leave St. Vincent's Medical Center?
Unfortunately for me, my wife and I invested in a house in South Carolina, and with travel restrictions, it's making it difficult for me to steal away a weekend here and there to go down there. But I love to golf. I've really gotten rather acquainted with the Fairfield County community. It's clearly a great destination and a place to live. It's just unfortunate that some of the cultural aspects have been curtailed over these last 4 or 5 months. But between work, golf, and just relaxation, it's kept me busy.
Well, you've certainly brought your expertise, your incredible personality, your finesse of, again, like you said, being with 3,000 new employees with joining Hartford Healthcare and St. Vincent's Medical Center combined. And, I think they are, very fortunate to be able to have Vince DiBattista as their president. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Vince. And, you know, anything we can do via our podcast here at WeeBee 108. And we just hope for a very good upcoming winter season for everyone. Health and happiness.
Well, I appreciate it, and appreciate the time you give us to communicate our message to the public. It is very important to us, and hopefully we can talk at some point around good news as we get past this pandemic at some point.
Yeah, someday it's going to end, and we'll look back on it and say, wow, we got through that. But with your help and all the folks at St. Vincent's Medical Center and us also with Hartford Healthcare, you certainly give us a time to be able to feel a comfort knowing that you are there in the community and in Fairfield County. And Vince, pleasure to have you here on our WeeBee 108 podcast. Thanks again.
Thank you, Norm.